better outcome? That's the question.
Councillor Cohen.
We're not going to support your amendment. And I want to explain precisely why. At the end of the day, all 46 of us who are elected to represent residents in this chamber, none of us, even those of us such as myself and Councillor Vaughan and even one or two of the people on your benches who sit on the select committee, none of us are health experts. None of us. And none of us are health experts in this particular issue. None of us have the sufficient knowledge or expertise to properly deal with this. None of us. Now, what we asked for in our original motion was that you get someone independently in. We didn't give you any deadline of when to do it. We didn't give you any sense of immediacy. But we wanted a health expert who is supported by everybody, who is sufficiently independent, to come and tell us and the residents of this borough the truth. And that's the issue. No one at the moment believes what you're saying because it is spurious. I was meeting a handful of GPs 2 weeks ago, and they explained to me that when you have cardiac arrest, if you're not immediately treated, the heart continues to get damaged. And the longer that you're in an ambulance, the more chances you are of being in a serious problem and never properly recovering. So every moment you're not treated, that service is going from Charing Cross. And you didn't consult us or the residents when you signed that off in your secret negotiations. I met with others who said, well, when you have a stroke, it's absolutely critical to get the best possible care, not in an ambulance, but in a accident and emergency. When you agreed to get rid of that, you didn't consult us, and you didn't consult the residents, and you didn't even consult your own independent health expert. So the issue before all of us today, because many will go on and time passes on, is what's being agreed at the moment will be agreed for generations to come. Okay? And so it's happening on our watch. And we're asking you, as my colleague Councillor Coleman said, we're welcome for sinners repenting. We're asking you to come back and join us and get this independent health expert and to have this properly assessed, and let's negotiate for real. You know, I don't know. Anyone, look at human nature. Does anyone out there really believe you sneaking off and then hearing rude comments about the person you were previously working to and about his mother, who worked with you in all sincerity and treated you decently, hearing one of your backbenchers decrying them, and I'm sorry they can't be here tonight, but they have done a fantastic job. You know, we have our MP, Andy Slaughter, who's turned up tonight, who's been fighting this all the way. Why? Join us. Join us. So we're going to move an amendment. This is not the end. We're going to move an amendment in a minute. This is not the end. We're going to give you another chance to do the right thing. But we're not going to vote for this because we think we can do better. The residents think we can do better. And we're asking you to join with us and let's get a better deal. Let's get a better deal. With all of us together, working together like we were before. Because this deal stinks. It is negligent. It is incompetent. It is weak. And you sold us out. But there is a way back. So when we move our amendment in a minute or two, that's the way back. Thank you, Madam Mayor.